Harare, 2012. As the situation gets as awkward as a god's dance, a plan is being made that unravels everything. Or does it?
What is now, Karen?
Iwe, just talk to your guy, Karen.
Huh? Why, man?
You have to be fast. Urunzo, I see that security guard by the food court. He's getting upset. We should leave before the police are called.
What do you suggest?
Get your people and follow me.
But can we make sure I'm sorted today?
Iwe, stay calm, easy, Karen. Yeah?
Tinashe.
Mbomira. Yo, wanna jiga? There are people here. People respect me here. Yo, do you know who I am?
Don't tell me that they don't know me.
And they're footy.
So, is anyone going to tell me what is going on?
This guy hired one of my girls and did not pay.
Is this true, Tinashe?
No, it's not like that, yes.
Oh, Saka, now it is not a rape case anymore.
Oh, rape footy?
Hey.
Gati Kwanire, please. Huh? You thought you could sleep with one of my girls for drinks?
Okay. So Karen, tell us what happened.
Okay. So what happened was, Tinashe Ushu told me he had taken the afternoon off and wanted some fun. I picked him up and we went to Waterworld to get some lunch. And then we found one of those lodges near VID.
But I don't have enough money for Holiday Inn. Let me try and think of who can give us a base. Somewhere private.
Yeah, please, because Mandy and Cynthia Ka have a thing for finer things. So, this year, we can't use this lodge.
Sorry, Mandy said she likes me.
Of course, huh? You see, we saw you that other day at Avondale Shops. And she was asking me, "Hey, who is that guy? So cute." So, find a place, Ka, and we're in business.
Heavy. Let me make a call.
So he made a call, and we ended up in a flat in the avenues. His friend stays there, so he says. But he was at work, so we collected the keys.
So where does the rape happen?
It's a state blizzard. Calm yourself down. Go ahead, Karen.
Okay, Mandy can take it from here.
Yeah, so we went and we dropped you, Karen, off at your house. And we used Karen's car. And I was waiting for Cynthia, so Karen just gave us some food because Tinashe had been complaining about being hungry. So we went back to the flat, but first we passed by the bottle store to get some alcohol. And then he said if I could get a friend for his friend, so he would not feel left out, so I called Sylvia.
Sorry. Inini, I'm still wondering...
Listen, they parted, then he ran away in the middle of the night. When I started trying to call him, suddenly his phone was not available. What is that? What kind?
And I woke up around 3 a.m. and he was gone. Abai, his friend, was passed out in the kitchen. I tried to wake him up, but we just ended up leaving.
Yeah, he wants his phone and wallet, by the way.
Yeah, Manje, we have it. And we want our money with interest,
including the money we paid Sikas.
Yeah, but I already paid Sikas.
Okay, wait. Sikas is not a policeman.
Iwe, okay. For my kind of business, my line of business, I can't call the police. Iwe Tinashe, what did you pay him for?
He can tell you.
Right, Chinzweka. I just spent the day outside the friend's house. The caretaker told me he had returned.
Manaka, this is like a movie now. Ah!
So what I did when I saw him come out was, I approached him as if I was looking for a flat to rent.
Sorry, Mkoma, I do not stay here.
I know, Mr. Tinashe. And I'm sure Bongi, your wife, would like to know what you are doing here.
Who are you?
I just did, Plus. I'm here to help you.
Okay.
There are people looking for you. They want their money, and you know why.
Please tell them they can have it by next week. I just have to go home. But right now, yes, going home is dangerous.
I thought you would say that. Right, Chinsko. For my plan to work, you and I, we have never met. So I convinced him that if I roughed him up a bit, you know, mbama mbama here and there, rough him up a bit, and we kept him missing for a few days, then he could go home and get sympathy, given he had told more lies.
So you came up with the female rapist story?
Well, you can see how easy it is. It's a hot story. And unless he entered a docket, then he would just carry on as is.
And Bongi is clueless.
100%. All I needed was a suggestion. I pretend to be a policeman, and with other people, I find him. I take him to the hospital and then release him to go home and tell the doctor I would be in touch. All was going jula until his wife came and told us the idiot has no job.
So we just waited until he was with a friend so we could get paid, obviously.
And yes, this is where you come in. Obvious.
Iwe,
where do you think you're going? Mandy, get off.
Look at what you're putting us into, Ndara.
Right. Empty your pocket.
This is not his problem.
It's not my problem.
You should have thought of that before you stole our money. You think this is for free? Iwe. Empty your pocket.
My money. It's rent money for my mother.
Even that is not my problem. Burita! Check his socks.
Open up! My burita! Put a door!
See, who called the police?
As you would have it, what Seekers, Mandy, and Karen did not know is that Tinashe had sent a text message to his wife telling her exactly where he was. And then when he called her, Bongi, of course, she listened to the whole conversation as it played out. She then went to the police to pick them up. As you know, the police don't come unless you drive them. Oh, Zimbabwe. They arrived in the nick of time to prevent the robbery. The three were arrested and sent to the police station. Of course, you would think that was the end of it, and that they would be jailed. But Tinashe bumped into Karen driving in the avenues a few days later. Business as usual. And to this day, nobody, and absolutely nobody, discusses if he was raped or not. And a
this episode of Endefuti stars Tafaza Bob as Tinashe, Musa Saruru as Obvious, Michael Kodakwashi as Sikas, Prudence Kautomirim Bafana as Karen, Julie Malenga as Mandy, and Musikiwa Samurio as Police Officer. It is directed and edited by Kevin Hansen, written and produced by Larry Creative Eye for Three More Breaker Presents, published by Three Men on a Boat.